Tracy, because I know I'm somewhat unfamiliar, and others would be as well. Tell me a little bit about your on-farm network that Iowa Soybeans is involved with.
Okay, well, the network is a group of growers that collect on-farm research from around the state. The idea behind it is we now have a lot of different precision agriculture tools that allow us to collect a lot of different types of data. So we help give a little bit of guidance on how do you collect meaningful information, with the idea if we can get hundreds or thousands of growers, each one doing one or two trials, if we could do it in a way that gave meaningful information and then pool that data together, we can really improve the overall agronomic database we have and people can make more money. The idea of collecting meaningful data has kind of been the challenge. I mean, growers do it all the time on their farm. They have to make the best decision they can, sometimes just comparing their field to their neighbor's field or one field to another. So what we try and do is we talk about how to replicate it in the field, and we give some guidelines on that. What's a reasonable design that, you know, it may not be something a statistician likes, but it's something a farmer can actually implement in their field and get good data. So we develop some protocols. We get a lot of different companies together to help provide product or some of the tools to do it. But really, I think the key is we start off by asking the grower, what are their questions? So when we go in, you know, usually the first answer is, we want to make more money. Okay, well, that's great. But now how do we achieve that? And most growers will acknowledge there's at least one thing they can do better. But the question is, how do you identify that? So then if you say, okay, let's start testing things. If you want an answer to a question, usually you have to ask the question. And so usually the first step is asking, what's the question?
So how did this get started originally?
Well, a number of years ago when the yield monitors came out, our promotion board at that time, the Soybean Checkoff Funding, funded a project to evaluate grid sampling and yield mapping and all these different things to say, okay, where's the value in this? And after 6 years, they got a lot of maps back, and they did learn something about SCN pressure, and that started the SCN coalition, but a lot of growers really didn't feel like they were getting the answers on how they get a return on investment. I mean, they were told, hey, we don't know how to make money now, but start collecting your yield maps, and after 5 years, we'll figure it out, and then you'll make money. Well, 5 years later, they still didn't know how to make money, for the most part. But one of the things the board had recognized is a number of the board members had participated in different, basically, agronomy clubs or projects where they did on-farm research. And so using some of these tools as a research tool to get feedback was one of the clearest ways that a lot of people were getting a return on their investment in the precision ag tools. So then the problem was, all right, well, that's helpful for an individual, but can we pool this data to benefit more Iowans, or even if you get 10 growers in a room and each one do one trial, there's benefit for that grower on that one trial. But if they compare the 10 trials in that group with each other and how consistent or not, that brought a whole new level of it. Well, they really like that concept, but there's really no infrastructure on how to do that. And so the board viewed that as a need to help set up more of a, almost an infrastructure or some type of a network that can handle the data and in some ways navigate some of the sensitivities, because you know, people don't like to have their yield data out as public record, and some of the research topics they don't necessarily want a regulatory agency or certain people to have their data. So we kind of act as a firewall where we kind of protect the data, but we put out the benefit of the results without really compromising the individual.
Give me an idea of the kind of participation you have from farmers here, at least around the state of Iowa.
Well, we have some growers that will put out 20 or 30 trials, some growers that will put out one. I guess I don't know the exact number, but we're several hundred growers that are participating with us. It's grown every year, and actually it's to the point now we're working with other states helping to set these up in other states as well. But we were in over, I think it was over 2,000 fields in Iowa last year alone, as well as in other states. So it's just continued to grow, and now we're working more and more with companies that are viewing this as a very logical step in terms of how to position and place products and get data, and it's a fairly low cost way of getting the data, and if everyone works on the same protocol and pooling the data, it's generated a whole new level of data that people have never had available to them. One group can have more data than what used to be available statewide.
So how do you go about managing that data right now?
Well, the role we have as the coordinator of the whole network is that there's several parts, okay? There's the specifics of writing the protocols and how to get it, which we have group meetings with a lot of the research groups. Not everyone's part of a research group. We also work with individuals. But based on what they want, we come up with protocols on how to do it. We also help, in some cases, bring in some of new tools or new products or whatever to help do that, and some of the resources to help pay. In general, growers don't get paid to participate. They also don't have to pay to participate. And so a lot of times they get the product to try out, but they have to be willing to turn over their yield data, you know, and the results to whoever provides that information. So we kind of help bring in the resources to do that. We process all the data. We put all the results into group books and then also statewide information so people can see the results on a statewide basis. So
speaking of that, how do either the participants or how do farmers access that information then? What's the procedure or process for that?
Well, the people participating in the group, the best way is when they have their own group meeting, where we'll meet usually for several hours and we'll go over each person's data in that group. So the idea is the only people in there are people involved, so that they're willing to share back and forth their data within the group. They'll get a notebook with all the trials in that area, so they'll see it, although they're anonymous. But when people talk, it's not too hard to figure out when you ask somebody, tell us what you did. And, well, this is my field, I did this. But, again, it's all voluntary. But the questions they can ask back and forth, that's probably the biggest value to the cooperators, is all the data collected in their area and seeing what's happened in their area. But then as we go up to more of a state level in all the data on a topic, we do have a lot of other meetings. We present the general results, and we do a lot of written materials that go out in magazines and posted in different sources. So there's a lot of different ways, but I would argue that for the people participating, having their own group meeting is probably the most beneficial way to get the data back.
Then how would farmers who want to participate that haven't, in terms of maybe joining a group or conducting trials, or how do they get involved?
Well, I think there's several different ways, but obviously contacting our office is one. But one of the keys that we've learned is that to have an effective group, you have to have a good group leader. And so if you're interested, and we can certainly tell you which groups we have in the area as part of it, but a lot of times it means setting up a new group. And so who would be a good group leader? Is it an agronomist? Is it, the local co-op manager, which may be agronomist or not, or a seed dealer, or whoever? Some cases it's actually our county offices in the NRCS or Saltwater Conservation Districts. So I think trying to find a group and other people to participate, because there's a lot of value to the individual, but it's really the power of a group that's really making this thing go forward and what's really enticing a lot of people. But I think the other thing that really comes up a lot is okay, there's interest in collecting this data, but what things have proven there's value in this? And a few years ago, Iowa State University did a survey of a number of the people that had worked with us on one of the nitrogen projects. And of the people that had done evaluations for at least 2 years, over 80% of them changed what they did. Okay, we don't have any requirements of what people do and all that. This is just strictly evaluations. But when you say 80% of the people found value to change in what they're doing, that's the reason people should be involved. And I think that's what speaks for itself. And as we go out and look at the results and, people ahead of time, what do they think is going to happen? And then they get to see the data. That's what's selling the program.